welcome aboard. It's Bear Facts and Fish Tales. Mark and Larry here on a beautiful Sunday night. We're punctual as heck, even though we had to do all of our hand cleansing and cleansing of the microphone, Brandon. You know,
disinfecting,
you know,
yep.
Disinfecting.
The little Lysol dance.
There are more cans of Lysol and
Clorox.
Clorox. And, you know, you got to cover all the food groups, Larry.
At least you guys have access to that. We ran out of that up here a long time ago.
Well, yeah, you got one store and four rolls of toilet paper. What are you going to do?
There's no toilet paper up here. I can't even imagine.
You're going to have to subscribe to the paper again, so you've got household tissue.
Get a bidet. That's the new rage anyway.
They went to paper towels, and now they're going to napkins.
And they're flushing all that stuff, too, aren't they? I think they're flushing paper.
I won't, you better not. I have to use it. No.
Yeah. Hey, fun in Florida.
But you know some people will be.
What am I going to do in Florida?
You go fish. Stu's in here. He's got shorts on, flip-flops, and he's looking like he's heading to find his beach ball, for God's sakes.
I'm wearing this on the plane tomorrow morning.
Attaboy. Have fun.
Have a good one, buddy.
Well, have fun getting on the plane.
Yeah, right? That's going to be a nightmare that I don't think he's ready for.
No. I'd just go home and get the car. To heck with it. You know?
Some guy told Jeannie that he was told if he goes crosses the border up here, he won't be able to come back for 14 days. So that's got to be BS. But there's so many.
Well,
I mean, it's just crazy up here.
Well, there's conflicting news, like different, you know, one source says one thing, another source says another. There's so much misinformation, and it probably goes without saying, but none of us are infectious disease experts. We'll probably share a lot of opinions tonight and stuff, but still listen to the CDC. Take, you know, you can get good fishing advice and stuff from this show and these guys.
There's the PSA extended to. No, you're exactly right. But, it's here. We're dealing with it. You know, everybody's trying to do the best we can, but it's not the end of the dang world.
No, but it does directly affect this industry, you know.
Well, it's affecting everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. Well, yeah. Everything. You know, bottom line, I was talking to my son-in-law who's in the rep business and or the outdoor business as well, and he works for a company whose sales – since Friday, at the beginning of the day today, the number one thing sold out of the top 10, the first 7 were all ammunition. Number 8 was a gun, was one pistol, one style of pistol, I should say. And the other 2 items were paper products. What does that tell you? I mean, people are stocking up on, you can't buy, 223s are like, it just went through like water.
I'm looking for people who want to trade 1-ply toilet paper for some 2-ply. I got the 1-ply garbage. I'm looking to upgrade to some 2-ply. You got that hookup? You can let me know.
Yep. Well,
there's some mayor someplace that stuck in a gun ban and a cop ammo ban over, you know.
I thought, was
this
it?
This is just apps. What does that have to do with this virus anyway? A martial law type deal where she had the authority to declare an emergency of her city.
Yeah, well.
And I bet you there's not a cop worried about going around confiscating guns. They're more worried about not getting the virus.
Well, speaking of being worried, we've got 50 invasive carp fines. Did you hear about that?
No, I read my book cover to cover. Was that an outdoor
This is posted.
Another source
posted on the DNR website. Larry Hansen was kind enough to fire it over on text last week, and 50 invasive species were found in Pool 8. So they're heading this way, Lawrence.
50 carp.
They found 50 different carp. That are invasives.
I thought you meant 50 different species.
No.
You know, I mean, no. You know. You
can't have that.
Yeah, no. You know.
Yeah. No, here, and you can go online. You can go on the DNR's website and go to DNR news release, and it's from March 13th, so last Friday. So down by La Crosse, Winona.
Yeah. But, and, of course, national media gets mad at you if you call it the Wuhan fever.
Yep,
because it's racist.
It's racist.
It's racist. So, oh, by the way, you remember last Sunday we were talking about robin sightings, right? Well, I got a call from a friend up here, Tim Watson, who lives at Cabotogama. He's a local retired guy. He's a guide and a real estater. And he said a buddy, he listens to the show. He streams it.
Yep.
And he said the next day a buddy of his that lives on the river up here between the dam and the lake saw a robin and some seagulls.
Well, you can keep the seagulls.
No, I like them. They were my second.
Those are your morning walk buddies.
Yeah.
You know. But no, I did see after Sunday's show, Tuesday morning, robins were whistling back and forth in the backyard. So they are here. Ah, Brandon has a picture of one, and I'm going to pass something to Brandon so he can read, not to be shared on the air, but you're going to hear a chuckle from the studio audience here. But, as we go forward, it's just we're taking your phone calls, folks, at 763-450-0100.
That robin must have been living at a power plant because there ain't none in my yard. I still got 2 feet of snow.
All right.
A foot and a half, anyway.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Happy birthday to Sid Hartman. He turned 100.
He did? Wow. Unbelievable. Well, not really
unbelievable. Turned 100, and Sid Hartman is still ticking. Hats off. Happy birthday, Sid Hartman. It's unbelievable. Columnist and radio icon. Wow. It's just amazing. You should go.
You should go
on the Star Tribune. There is a complete section dedicated to Sid Hartman from people that historically in Minnesota history, all the things he's done, on all the people that have congratulated him on his birthday. It's wonderful to be recognized like that. What a guy. That's cool.
Well, just making 100 is pretty
good. Huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
You got to do that first, obviously.
That's right. You got to. You know, I don't think he's even worried about the virus.
Probably not. You make it that long, and nothing's taking you out.
Yeah.
No, there's no virus that he's can good. Survive in that body.
Right. He's good. Well, I did my part last night. We did a delayed birthday celebration, and I went to, with my oldest daughter and son-in-law, we went to the a German, authentic German restaurant in Hudson, Wisconsin, last night. And I'm telling you, the bratwurst, not worse, other worse, and the best was unbelievable. Dumplings. Lawrence, you'd still be there. And the beer came in liter glasses.
Was it cold or warm? Because
it was
cold. I don't drink warm beer.
I don't either. It's funny you say that. Obviously, you know, as I said at breakfast this morning, you could tell it was authentic except for the German
beer. It was
beer.
Cold.
It was, we had U.S. cold stuff.
Yes.
Because I remember being in Germany one time on a road trip, and at the end of a sports show event, we went back to the hotel, and the guys go, okay, let's go meet downstairs and have we'll meet for beers. And it was like, God, that sounds good. Went back to the room. The hotel we stayed in had no air conditioning. And all I could think about while I was walking the stairs down, no elevator, that this is going to be great. This was in Nuremberg. I'm going to have a nice cold beer outside, sit in the shade. Nope. Sat out in the sun with a warm beer. And I'm going, okay.
Sounds miserable.
No air, no elevators, and warm beer in the sun. No.
Not my idea of fun. And no wonder sometimes the Germans have a reputation of being very sour.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm growing up in a German community. I can just tell you this. We converted all the immigrants to drinking cold beer.
Yeah.
My German buddies drink it cold.
There is no question that and it's not even a luxury.
No, it's a necessity.
Exactly. It's vital.
That and toilet paper.
Yep. Oh, well, like my buddy Scott says. I think I shared this with you once, Lawrence. This was his idea of muskie fishing. As we came off Rainy Lake, went into the rendezvous for a couple of cold ones after a long day on the water. And the bartender said, after we place an order for a couple of Labatt's Blues. And he asked Scott, he says, well, do you get up to Lake of the Woods much in musky fish? Of course, Scott's reply was, no, I really don't. I bass fish, and I really don't spend any time musky fishing. And he says, oh, really? He goes, no, I don't. Let me put it to you this way. Musky fishing is like us coming in asking for a couple of cold beers. And if you were to slide one down the bar and I watch a beer that I want badly go right by me, that's the equivalent of musky fishing. I saw it, I didn't catch it, and I didn't enjoy it.
Good enough.
It was good enough. That was the end. Just keep them coming. As long as they're cold, right?
Well, you know, I think it was on my second cast on Lake of the Woods a few years back.
Yeah.
Fishing for bass that I caught a nice muskie. So it's not hard.
But it's fun. Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah.
Just
you
having
just
a good time.
Don't fish for them and then you'll catch them.
Don't fish for them, right.
No. Just don't throw them.
Yep. Well, the Northwest Sports Show has been canceled. It's official, folks. And obviously, along with a lot of the other things that we're all adjusting to, if you were like myself and many others, it's fun to watch the state high school's championships and the finals and all that. And hats off to all the boys and girls sports in Minnesota who played your regions, got as far as you got, actually to all participants who had a shot at getting somewhere only to find out that he couldn't get all the way through. Our hearts go out to all of you. So
why don't they play without the
deal.
Audience?
I
they
don't
can
know.
Play without the audience.
Well, we're focused on not
have
on
guys,
any of that right now.
Have
which
you
is
guys
too bad.
Heard of Paige Bueker?
No.
Yeah.
you gotta go online. She plays for Hopkins.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know, Mark, both of your daughters played basketball. Remember about 20 years, whenever they were in school,
yep.
I went to one of her basketball games, and I was amazed how good the girls are.
Yep.
Well, this Paige Bueker's is...
She's phenomenal.
Most men's high school team, I'll guarantee you she could start on most of them.
Yeah, 33 points in the section final?
It's everything else.
Yep.
Everything else she does.
The gal plays unbelievably well and probably is one of the most decorated... gals of all time in Minnesota high school sports. But
she's
just,
going to UConn, though. That's the only problem. She should have went to the U of M.
But anyhow, with that, there's so many things that we're going to miss. And in here coming down the future, we're going to have to take rain checks on. So, you know, what does that mean? And I think, it's as we sit back and think about the things that we can't go to or participate in, you have to look at it as an opportunity for what else? You know, just don't sit at home. Just don't, find yourself just lollygagging around, hanging your head because you can't go somewhere. There's so many things and other things to participate in. This is a great time to seek opportunity to go and do something you probably never thought you could do and occupy your time positively that way. You know what I mean, Lawrence?
Well, I'm kind of in a way I'm glad that they canceled it because I really wanted to go. I look forward to it every year, but that's just the way it is. And the thing is, what I'll be doing now is I'll constantly be getting in my truck and going for a drive, looking for robins.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's time to seriously go into your boat if it's accessible. Start going through your tackle. Just do meaningful things. Occupy your time before, we get to that point where you would have occupied yourself with the sports show.
All right, here it comes.
Sad to come.
I went out and bought a new toy.
Ooh.
All right. Oh, this disc must have hurt. Go ahead.
I popped it for a piece of electronics that I've been wanting to buy for a couple of years now, and I got it. And it's set up in my basement. To learn, how to run it.
Yeah.
Panoptics. I went Panoptics. So that's what's been occupying my time. A lot of time on the videos, watching the installation procedures, which is almost a total waste of time because you can't really see what the heck they're doing on YouTube. You know what I mean? So that's it. Mm-hmm. So for the last couple of days, I've been sitting in the basement with wires everywhere and pushing buttons.
Attaboy.
Safe from the outdoors.
And now you have to move into your vessel with that equipment.
Well, you're right.
Install correctly. Yeah, is there any networking you need to do, Lawrence?
Well, I'll tell you what. I could sure use your garage.
I'm sure.
In fact, if I live down there, I'm probably on your doorstep right now. Hey,
I'm sure.
Help me out a little bit with this. You know, I know what I'm doing, but I can't stand looking into them dark holes trying to find wires.
Nope.
Or bending down in cabinets that were not meant for a human being to be in to mount some of the equipment that comes with this unit, what they call the black box.
Aha.
So it would be, you would actually enjoy the challenge of that.
I detect you're trying to warm me up, utilizing my garage, my wire ties, and my beer.
No, I just have you do it.
Oh, it's fun. Rigging.
I'll make an occasional suggestion, but you can go ahead and take over.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Lair. I'd be happy to help you.
So I'm way ahead of you on preparation, pal.
Of course. Well, good.
How's your boat coming?
Well, it's all done. I'm taking it over to Todd here this week, you know, when we get some decent weather, and he's going to go to it and do his wizardry, run all the wires and connect all the boxes, and know.
See? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do all the hard work.
So, in other words, you're kind of doing what I'm doing. You're having somebody else look down them places.
Well, you know, it was like I was telling somebody the other day, I enjoy doing it, but I only go so far as to get everything mounted and rigged where it should be. And but when it comes to the final networking of what has to be done with the units, that's where I'm going to pass it off.
I'm not into that at all. I'm not even going to use some of the stuff that this. Yeah.
No, you're right.
I'm not even hooking up one of the transducers. I'm going to only go with the Panoptix transducer.
Yeah.
The GPS that comes with it, the nice system, I won't be using that up there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's less complicated that way.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. And then you go and get a guy to come over, hop in the boat, and educate you on what you just bought.
And give him a dollar.
Oh, you're going to give him a couple.
Yeah, we have to give him a couple
you
dollars.
You have to give him a couple. All right, with that, hang tight, folks. 763-450-0100. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales on the Mighty Bob Radio Network. Inviting your phone calls at 763-450-0100. A short pause, and we'll be right back.
Bring the outdoors home with you. Mark and Larry have more Bear Facts and Fish Tales for you. No boot cleaning required on Bob Outdoors.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault, creating customers for life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's Larry Bolig for Vexilar.
60 years they've been in business. It's totally amazing. Bloomington, Minnesota is their headquarters. And I still have my first ever FL8, which is a first ever three-color flasher sold by Vexilar. It still works, and now I use, the top of their line, which is called the XL28. Now, they offer so many products that, and a lot of them are not in retail stores. So you can go online at Vexilar.com, and they have an assortment of ice fishing packages from the FL8 all the way up to the FLX28, okay? And they have a lot of little gizmos that you might be interested in. As an example, let's say, for instance, like on my unit, I have a digital readout. Well, most of the older Vexilars don't have one. You can buy a little gadget called a DD100. If you can't find it in the stores, you can go online, and that'll convert your unit so it'll have a digital readout as well. Now, Vexlar, of course, is down in Bloomington, Minnesota. You can visit them. And they also sell reconditioned units also. Now, you can call them at 952-884-5291 or go on Vexlar.com and watch, look at all their products. And you can also watch a good video called Ice Fishing Today. Just remember, Davey Gents and the Grizz, and I don't ever leave home, don't, without your Vexlar.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No jobs are small because we do it all.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Bob. Or call 800-606-7812 to take advantage of this amazing offer.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear facts and fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
All righty. We're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Mark and Larry here on the Mighty Bob Radio Network. We appreciate you being with us. And through all these times where we have to make adjustments, stay tuned to Bob FM 106.1, and they'll get you through the day handsomely, if not better. Right, Lawrence?
Absolutely. How many years have we been aboard this now? 10? Yeah, man, time is flying.
Yeah, I don't know.
10 on Bob and whatever.
You don't count birthdays anymore and no. Put the countdown on radios.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No. Okay. No birthdays.
All right. Anyhow, let's see what else is going on.
We got a lot of stuff going on as far as problems in the country. But, the moose population has been remaining stable. That's good news.
Well, there. Let's start with something very positive and strong, such as moose population.
Yes. I mean, they're my buddies now that I've finally seen one in the wild.
You saw one. Yeah.
You betcha I haven't seen a moose in my whole cotton-picking life.
I find that to be crazy. I mean, I've seen a ton up there, like north of Two Harbors. And
if you spend a lot of time along the lake, you'll see them.
Yeah.
And there used to be a lot of them right around here, but there aren't anymore. And, I think the last survey that I read on the peninsula up here, folks, now, that's the, I forget the name of the peninsula, but between between International Falls and Cabotogama Lake, that's what they call a peninsula, and they counted a survey a few years ago, 50 moose in the wintertime when they do their survey.
Really?
With helicopters. And there's been a couple sightings in town here.
Huh.
But I never get to see one.
The only one I ever saw was way in a back chute, well, not too far from that one little rock island you fish that's got a single tree on it, not too far on the way, on the other side of Swedes Narrows.
Yeah.
And then if you go north of there a little ways, you it's all ragtag, swamp, slough stuff.
Yes.
That's the only place I've ever seen a moose. The only place.
I think that's Marsh Island area there.
But
anyway, they're up there. But, I saw a lot of bears. Last year I saw the biggest bear in my life.
Mm.
I see bears all the time.
Yeah.
But,
seen a bear. I did. My favorite moose, though, was there was one that was submerged under. I was canoeing down the Indian River, like just around Two Harbors and all that, and then guy popped up. from End the Wall when we came around a bend in the canoe. Awesome. And like weeds and stuff hanging from the ant. It looked like a monster
Good
coming out of the river. It was crazy.
Good for you. No, one of the fantastic things in life you can see is if you ever witness a bear or a cub, for that matter, how fast they can get up a tree.
Oh, yeah. I've witnessed that quite a few times.
Isn't that just like your jaw drops? Seriously. It's on the ground, and all of a sudden you hear all the scratching sound, and this thing's 25, 30 feet in the air on a tree balancing on a branch.
A lot of the bears that I've spotted were, I'm looking up near the tree, and near the top of the tree I see this big black thing.
Yeah.
And they go way up there where the branches are about an inch around, and they sit there.
They do. And they look at you like, what are you looking at?
What the hell are they doing?
I've been getting a lot of bobcat sightings.
Yeah?
Yep. Where's that?
Let me see if we put the location.
Yeah.
Kyle, there were 40 deer
Cannon Falls,
stone's throw of my house the other night.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
A whole slew of them, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it's just right about the time where they're supposed to be breaking off into smaller groups, and there were 20 some in one field and another 20 in another one, and it was just perfect, calm, sunny. They were just enjoying the sunset, you know.
How much snow do you have, guys, on the ground down there?
Not much, if Don't any.
It were, just in okay. like the kind of the shaded areas where the sun's not hitting it.
Yeah.
Well, it's spring down there then. No wonder the robins are hanging around in your woods.
Oh, it's wonderful, Lawrence.
You know.
Yeah.
I love seeing the, when I drive over the Rum River there, just open flowing water. And, that's a good sign too. Love it.
I did notice a funny one, and I hope he's not listening, but Cindy and I went for a walk this afternoon in the neighborhood, and I'm looking at the neighbor's lawn, and I'm going, wow. In a perfect line, parallel to the edge of the road, I'm looking at these massive dog droppings just all over in this yard, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, where could these come from? It looks like they've been compiled all winter long, and then I went, oh, no. One of the other neighbors who walks his dogs, larger dogs, looks like this should fit. You know, all of a sudden now it was like a Sherlock's home deal. And we're walking along, and I'm going, do you think when the guy's walking the dogs and the dogs are, you know, yep, and it's in the snowbank, yep, and then the next snow comes and the plow throws that snow.
Sure. It was a perfect, piles it all right up.
It was a perfect parallel line. I'm thinking, this guy's going to need a 55-gallon drum and a lot of raking. Lost you, Lawrence.
And he'll be back there, and he's back.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to wait for nature to take care of it.
Probably.
Because a number of years ago, there was a dog that didn't like me. Yeah, I think it died finally about 2 years ago because it would come
out on
the
road. Don't even go there. Yeah. Okay.
No, and I told the lady, I said, you bet when I come by here every day,
see,
the same
when Lawrence,
time.
When Lawrence gets nervous, he does this.
If that dog attacks me, I'm going to sue you and I might kill the dog. That's what I said.
Oh, no.
No, when it thawed that spring, there was about 70,000 pounds of that manure from that dog.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a whole industry around that, too, isn't there? Like the dog poop removal. That's a whole business.
That's my pet peeve.
This guy's going to go broke. If he ever gets the finger, if he gets pinched for this one, this is not good.
He should just get a manure wagon and haul, you know.
He's going to need one, trust
me. Yeah, just take it on out.
Yeah, but that's one of the pleasures of spring. All the dog owners I know, it's like, oh, God, I got to go out in the minefield now and clean this backyard, you know.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well, go ahead and have a dog. That's
I see a lot of people posting on Facebook about it, looking for any teens want to make some extra money this weekend picking up dog poop.
No.
Obviously, no takers.
No.
I'd have done it if I was in high school.
Absolutely, I would have done it.
Yeah.
The good way, $50 a yard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I might even do it up here part-time.
It's easy money. No kidding.
I'll tell you what. There's about 10 square yards in my neighbor's yard right now. You could really make a haul.
Well, one thing about dog offal is it's usually nice and solid.
Well, as long as you catch it while it's still frozen.
Still cold,
I mean, no. I mean, they have nice, you know, you can actually pick them up.
That's good.
It's not like a lot of human stuff. No, it's a little different. Oh, man, I can't believe we're talking about this.
Well, I mean, it's a fishing show.
Well, when that snow starts melting, it is an obvious issue.
It's a part of our outdoor world, you know. Yeah.
I was happy to see that the DNR let go of a little bit of money in one of the state parks in southern Minnesota and sent out a bunch of goats to eat this buckthorn.
Let's not talk about that. That's a good business venture.
You know,
I don't want a lot of people knowing about that.
I'm telling you,
could be another world.
Yeah. Where I hunt, we could use a flock of goats.
Oh, yeah.
Because when that stuff takes hold, you can't walk through that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, buckthorn. So we've known for a number of years that they've been doing this here and there in Minnesota. But hats off to goats.
I love
it. They'll eat anything.
My dad was on us from the time we moved into the country 30-some years ago. He goes, you know what you need is a couple of goats. I go, what? Dad, come on. He goes, no.
Yeah.
No, you need a couple of goats. They'll take care of all that underbrush and make it look real nice. We moved in the country. This is fine. No, you need a couple goats. I mean, he beat that drum for the whole time in his existence.
He should have just brought a couple home.
I know. Well, then he would tell me stories of why he wanted us to get them, and part of it included the fact of in his childhood on the farm, his back end was usually a target for a couple of the billies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and he got jacked pretty good a couple times. So it's like, oh, you're trying to share the fun, is that? So,
there was a family in my hometown of Piers, Minnesota, population 800.
804?
And four goats.
Yeah.
And they had goats, and whenever I'd go near, they actually did that. They'd charge at you, but you could usually, they weren't big, you know, you just grab them and hit them on the nose. But whatever you throw on the ground, they will actually try to eat tin cans.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. Well, I witnessed a guy who is in the business of doing that sort of thing with goats. I was on the way into Elk River, and I was driving through this neighborhood, and I'm looking over, and I'm seeing this white tape going from tree to tree to tree to tree to tree parallel with the road, and I'm going, what is this? And after I concluded my business in Elk River, I'm on my way back. I thought, I got to check out what this is doing. And here was a guy in a big pickup truck, and it looked like he had all the small doors on the box of the pickup that looked like he was carrying small dogs, like huskies, you know. Mm-hmm. And here, the truck and a trailer were full of goats, and he had them in this yard that he had staked out. So I don't know if that was electrical fencing, you know, that type of a deal to contain these animals from going very far. But it's quite a business, and I went by and looked, and there were quite a few goats sitting in this guy's yard, and I'm sure it was there to clean up the buckthorn, which runs rampant all over now.
Now, you know, you boys live in the metropolitan area. You could drive down to probably downtown Minneapolis and probably find a restaurant that serves goat milk. If I lived down there, I'd make it my duty to go find some goat milk, because I've never drank it in my life, and I'd like to say that I had goat milk.
Well, would you like somebody to send some to you?
Well, maybe there's a listener that is of the nationality where you know that they like goat milk. Yeah.
You ever had goat cheese?
Oh yeah.
Well, stuff. I will if I had it available. I'd sure try it. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I can think of a lot of other things to try before it would be goat milk, Lawrence.
Well, goat milk just sounds interesting for some reason. I don't know. You know, and that might help my stomach problems out.
Do you okay? Good.
I mean, goats can eat anything, right?
So just think if you could genetically exchange your gut for a goat gut.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You could cycle anything, Larry.
I wouldn't worry about anything. Nothing. Yeah.
You'd
when the end of the world comes, I'll eat nuclear waste.
Just think, at the end of the day, you'd never have to have a garbage can in your boat. You would eat an old lure, your fishing line, anything.
You eat the labels off the cans. Goats like the labels off the cans,
That's the appetizer. And then they finish with the can.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't like the glue.
They don't read, do they?
They don't have to read.
Okay.
They don't have those problems. They don't have to say, they don't worry about anything.
A great animal, though. Do they all faint? I know there's like there's the fainting goats. You've seen those where if you come up and like startle them, they just, it's like a defense mechanism and they drop and like kind of play dead.
I know rabbits do.
Yeah, puff adder snakes are famous for that.
Right, well, goats, so there's like a breed of goat that does it too, and it's adorable.
I believe it.
And baby goats are one of the cutest things ever.
When we were
kids. Baby goats are called kids.
Kids, yep.
Yep, yeah, they are.
Kids, yeah.
When we were kids, I had buddies that we would go out and shoot bows and arrows, and they had dum-dums or flu-flus, whatever they called them back then.
Yeah.
Remember, with no point, no broadheads, no field tips. And they would you just hit stuff and they'd fall over. And you could go and take a shot at a hopper, and if you missed and the shot was close enough to the hopper, they'd just fall over.
Well, it's like shooting a grouse. You shoot a grouse,
faint
you hit
of
it in
heart.
The leg, they die.
Yeah, faint of heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry. 763-450-0100. If you've got a fishing question, we're here. Go ahead.
I once shot a grouse, and you ripped it, you skin it right in the field, and completely naked. There was no pellet in it. The only pellet I found was in the foot.
It had a heart attack.
Scared it to death.
That's why I used a 12 gauge, so you don't have to hit them. Just shoot alongside of them, and the concussion kills them.
You just spray around them.
Yeah.
Yep. It happens.
Oh, by the way. Did you see Ravens? I called Ron Scherer today because Ravens' eulogy was in the Outdoor News.
Saw that, and in fact, my Outdoor News is open to that. Folks, subscribe to Outdoor News. You'll keep up to speed. Page 18. There's Ron, and there's Raven. It looks like the first one.
This was number 3 that passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that picture does look like a kind of a classic,
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think that's the first Raven with the getting the first white-gray muzzle. What a deer. Yeah, it's fun.
It's an icon.
Yeah, and like the headline says, the end of an era, man. Everybody knows Raven. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, here, I got a nice picture of Ron. Must have been taken 25 years ago.
Right.
Hey, Shara, are you listening?
Yeah, one.
That's got to be Raven 1 or 2.
Exactly. I recall the day sitting out at Lord Fletcher's after some sort of event.
That is one.
That we were participating in for a charitable cause. Ron and I are having a festive beverage and a hamburger, and some guy spots Ron, and of course, the classic line, "Hey, Ron, where's Raven?" And he puts on the smile and says, "Well, Raven's at home. Things are good. It's okay." And the guy, takes his beer and swigs it and turns around. And Ron goes, "Can you believe it? All the years working for the Star and Tribune, and everybody asked me about my dog."
Yeah.
It's like.
Well dogs are better than people. So I think we can all agree on that.
Better looking
but
than
we're
Ron,
all
too.
Human.
It's fun to, be able to insult our friends.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so Ron gets it from everybody, not just people, but even his friends.
Oh, he does it to himself, too.
Well, yeah, he's self-effacing, which is why I like him.
His quest for the 50-inch muskie took, 104 years.
Did he even make it? I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He did. He cracked it. He did crack it. But...
Well,
he's
anyway,
a great guy. Just a great guy.
Raven will be missed.
Yes.
And the sports show I'm missing the sports show. That's why I call him, because I won't get to see. Usually once a year.
Yep.
That's it.
What else
is happening?
We have a caller, Lawrence.
That's right.
It's about time.
I got Mark from Champlin on the line, and he's got a fishing story. Mark, you're on.
How you
fishing
doing,
report.
Mark?
I'm doing well, guys.
I can't believe it. We're not going to see each other this.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, and it's like, how many? 27 years or more?
I think you're right. 27.
Well, my son will be 27 this year, and I'm like, did I listen to you guys before I had kids? Everything's based on kids for me too.
I know.
Like, was it before kids or after kids? But I know it's around 27 years now.
Yeah, it was before your boys were born, because you used to come to the sports show with the single stroller, and then you showed up with the double stroller, and I'm going, are you kidding me? And then I find out they're graduating from college, and it's like, oh, you got to be kidding.
It's time waits for no one. That's what I've learned. It's like, oh, my God.
So how's your world doing now that Lawrence and I can't see you face-to-face, you know?
It's, been having fun. 4 weekends in a row in the ice shack up mid-Minnesota, north of Mille Lacs.
Yep.
I will say there is snow, like, equal with Mille Lacs and north. Hmm. Like, there's snow in the open field still. Where the sunshine hits all day.
Yeah.
Were you listening? I got 2 feet in my yard.
Oh, my. No, thanks. No, the lakes are actually in perfect condition for going just about anywhere I've been fishing. But the fishing has not been real great. I mean, we've caught some nice fish. I cracked another 10-inch fish last weekend.
Ooh.
You know, 10-inch sunfish. I had a 9.5-inch sunfish yesterday that was probably the heaviest sunfish I ever caught.
Was he wide?
He was over my hand wide, and I wish I'd have taken a picture of how thick he was, too. I didn't shoot a picture of how thick he was, but, I mean, it was pushing a pound, I'm sure.
Good for you.
He was a big, thick one, took a couple photos and let him go. We've released, I don't know, a dozen to 20 fish over 9 inches, I'll say, in the last 3-4 weekends. I lost count, and it doesn't matter.
How deep are they?
Been having fun.
How deep are they, buddy?
I would say anywhere from 7 to 10 feet.
Oh,
that's what we've been fishing.
Okay.
And I honestly can't tell you because we haven't caught no weeds in. We got another new spot on the same lake I've been fishing for years.
Yeah.
We haven't caught no weeds at all. Normally you're always pulling up weeds somewhere.
Yeah.
But no weeds in this particular spot. For whatever reason, I don't know. I've got an old AquaView that I haven't used in years. My brother's got a newer camera, but he doesn't bring it along for whatever reason.
Doesn't want to get it wet or something, you know.
Yeah, just to know.
Is there weeds in that lake in the summer, or don't you fish it in the summer?
Oh, don't fish it in the summer, but we can see weeds coming out of the ice. So there is shallow weeds,
Okay.
All around.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How fun.
Yep. Yeah. But
well, at least you got something to do.
I was going to mention, too, the experiences outdoors, and you guys talking, and today we're out fishing, and you can hear the pileated woodpecker calling.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of a sudden we hear him, and it's like, what was that? Then all of a sudden you hear him hit 10.
What?
And it's like, yeah, and I start scanning the shoreline. Here, he's hitting a wood duck house, so it's echoing out onto the lake off the wood duck house. But he hit the tin to protect it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God, it was just so loud. It was unbelievable. It's like, what the heck? And then I look, and I see him right on the wood duck house, and he's wrapping it, and it's just echo box. It was just humorous. Humorous.
You know what was going on there? I only found this out a few years ago. That's they're calling for a mate, and they'll actually have spots where they get the loudest noise, make the loudest noise.
That's crazy.
And I bet you, if you went there every day, you'd probably see them do the exact same thing again.
That's cool.
Wow, it was just unbelievably loud. I mean, it like I said, echo chamber, big time.
Yeah, well, I've been there. I've heard the same thing, but I didn't know that that's what they were doing.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And I got another story for Larry, since he called me cheap years ago, and I told him I used my one panfish rod for like 30 years and broke it on the last ice fishing trip of the year. And then I told him I went to the bargain cave and bought an end for like $2 and made another one. Well, I've got my rods that I've made over the past, I don't know how many years. I've got all my kids, my wife, and I, we've all got rods that I have built. And then my favorite one today busted in half right at an island. I have no idea why. So now I'm going to get the rod tying stuff and make one up. So I got one. I've still got other rods I can use, but I want a certain action, kind of.
Oh, you got
so I'm
to.
Gonna...
Yeah, you have to.
Well, now you got something else to do.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It was like, yeah, I set it down. All of a sudden I looked down, it's like, it's in two pieces. I'm like, what just happened? Kind of crazy.
Well, but, you know what? It's like you never know when you nick a blank. Or,
you know,
who knows? When people say, yeah, well, I broke this rod, the rod broke easy, it's like, you know, sometimes you forget about the time you caught it on the edge of a car door or caught it in between something.
Oh, yeah.
But when they do go, it's like, oh, no. It's like you just lost a buddy or something.
Oh, yeah. I've caught 1,000 fish on that rod, many years, and I love the action of it. You know, got the cheap inline reel on it, you know, just for holding line basically. And
sure,
there you go.
You're all
gotta
set.
Gotta find a new girl.
Well, you're gonna have to go up again next weekend and see if you can do a repeat.
Sounds like the weather's supposed to be favorable, and the ice up there is solid as a rock.
Good,
unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Mark,
24 to 26 inches.
Nice.
And Mark, I hope I shamed you into helping out the economy by buying some new equipment.
Well, you were talking about installing, and I've got the new down imaging Helix 7 or whatever.
Yep.
I've got to put in my boat. So, you know, I almost thought about asking my boss if I could back my trailer into this warehouse and. You know,
there you go.
Start installing it, so I'm ready. It's like I want to hit the river, but I think it's going to be too late before I get a chance. I don't know. I'm not willing to give up the ice fishing so much anymore like I was when I was younger.
You know what?
No, you don't want to.
It's invigorating to buy a new piece of equipment when you still got a month and a half or two to go to open water.
Exactly.
It's like a whole new life is developing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Because when you get that boat launch and you deploy the trolling motor and you hit the power button and you look down and it opens up a whole new world. And it's like, the skies have opened, the sun beams, all that stuff. It's great.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
We're all vibrating, buddy. We're vibrating. Well, say hello to your better half there, pal. Tell her to whip up another major batch of chocolate chip cookies for the next weekend.
Sure. You bet. We'll talk later, guys.
Okay, buddy. Take care, Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Ah, it's fun.
Yes, sir. It is that time of the year.
It is.
And, folks, we can talk about, spring fishing and stuff like that.
All right, we've got a couple callers right now. They're getting ready to cycle in, and lines are ringing, so it's good. People are getting fired up. And all right, we're ready anytime, Brandon. He's going through them right now. But, yeah, pileated woodpeckers are something to watch. They are fun.
Let's start the fun with Tom Newstrom. He's on. Tom,
what?
You're on.
Newsy.
What's going on, man?
How are you, sir?
Hey.
I'm good. Good.
Are you surviving having to do nothing?
Yeah, we ain't doing nothing, though. I mean, it's just...
adjusting.
I'll tell you what. Renee made a nice shot. We need a fish. I went to the grocery store, and it was absolutely overwhelming.
Yep.
I mean, it was something to behold.
It's quite the
deal.
Do
you have any toilet paper up there or down there?
Why are you out up there, Larry, or what?
I'm coming. Dave, we've been out for days. I'm coming down there to buy some down there, but there probably won't be any. No.
Oh yeah, a lot of Grand Rapids. They got plenty.
Larry's gonna run a garden hose into his bathroom and do a absolute International Falls bidet.
Yes, I'm gonna do. That's it. We should. I don't know why we didn't start out like that.
Get a drinking fountain and put it in your toilet.
There you go.
Oh, bowling. Anyhow, what's new, Tom? How you feeling? You're going out of town, or are you?
Well, I'm hoping. We're planning on it. Now we may have to drive, but we're going. Somehow, some way, we're going to go. But, it's hard to give up 3 weeks in Florida down on the Keys for fishing. But
yeah, right.
You know, so what do you do? But I don't know what we're going to do yet. We got to wait. You know, we got 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things can happen in 2 weeks. So
things could straighten out.
You're not going to leave for a couple weeks then?
Right. Third or fourth of April. We're good.
Well, it's about a 28-hour drive.
Yeah, I know. I drove it once when I was young, Larry.
Yeah, you just might have to do the 2.5-day drive down there.
Yeah.
They canceled that hearing on Wednesday, Mark, that I had talked to you about.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and bring us up to speed.
Well, Senator Kerry Rood asked me to come down and testify on the 4 walleye limit, which I was going to, and before the Senate's Environmental Resource Committee, and apparently they've canceled the meeting, so I'll have to wait till it's rescheduled.
Okay.
So it was good. I was ready. I got notes and I was ready, but when it's time to happen, then it'll happen.
Yep, that's true. Well, at least it's one of the other things you check off the list that you'll have to do a little bit later. Hopefully.
Oh, for sure.
Hopefully.
It's funny. I was telling Renee tonight, you look at all the guys that watch TV, they watch sports, basketball, baseball, they watch all this stuff. And the only thing we had the last 2 days was fishing shows.
Yeah.
And I must have watched probably 10 of them. Keep myself, my mind occupied. But, I don't watch a lot of the baseball and basketball this time of year until the Final Four. But
yep.
I just think fishing shows for people, you know what, if you want to watch some stuff and learn some things. And to be honest with you, I did learn a couple things of late. And,
good.
That I'll put into effect when I get back out of the water. But, it's for the outdoors guys. There's hunting and fishing and stuff on there. And, occupy your mind with that.
Yeah, that's just it. There's other things to stay involved with. So, yeah.
What did folks have to say tonight? I didn't get on right away.
Not much. We're just kind of hitting the high points right now, hitting the stride at the top of the hour. Next hour, things will heat up.
Well, it's interesting to see wheelhouses going north and then some south today. So we must be going to Lake of the Woods because there's nowhere else to go with them.
There may be a controversy coming up in the future on Rainy River sturgeon fishing.
Why? What's up with that?
Well, there's rumor going around up here that the DNR actually is thinking about closing it down. No, I haven't gone over to the office. I'm going to do that tomorrow. But the reason I'm saying it is because I also read in Outdoor News that another anti-everything group is suing the federal government to try to get the sturgeon to be put on an endangered list. And even though they're not endangered on the Rainy River, you know how that works out. So some of the local business people up here where I talked to today or yesterday were a little upset with that because we get some business out of that.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's how it works.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure they won't close it down this year. It's something to think about and watch your legislatures and watch how they're voting.
Well, it's just like the two-line bill and, the whole deal.
It's interesting, Larry, you bring that up because of the fact that, there's a fish that is almost totally catch and release. I mean, there's a few people keep some of the ones that are in the slot that they can keep every once in a while. You'll get a guy that wants to have some smoked sturgeon or something. But I'll tell you what, 90% of the people that I've talked to simply catch them and let them go. Am I correct?
Right. Yep. I would say.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah.
I don't understand it. I just, I don't understand why people have to step into everything all the time, even when you have a great fishery like that that's basically 90% catch anyway, because they, you know, the anglers are trying to take care of those fish, and they give them a little bit of a thumbs up at them instead of trying to put them to bed.
Yep, we got a lot of music in the background here. Somehow.
Well, the biggest problem is most of those people, those groups are, you know, cities, you know, people have never been out of the city and have a lot of money.
Yeah, but what do they hope to gain, though?
Well, the animals that were prosecuted, you know, the fish, you know, I mean, we're destroying the population, even though it's viable.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things up there that Senator Fatog several years ago went up there and got that thing. He went to a big meeting and up on the Rainy, and he got that where it was a tag deal, and they could, you know, you'd have a tag, and it wasn't like you were obliterating the population. The sturgeon fishing up there is better than it's ever been. Correct. And because they're managing it correctly, and now some, you know, tree hugger group wants to come in and cut it all together. You can't even go angle for them. That's absolutely absurd.
Well, yeah. there again, that's the disconnect between whether it's a special group, whether it's an lake association or a special watchdog committee that are trying to do what they'd like to do with the body of water or the fish or the fishery, and then the anglers that fish the bodies of water aren't even aware of any discussions or have no input as far as a resource that they're partaking in. You know, it's just not fair.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
You guys got an 8 o'clock coming?
Yep. Yeah, why don't you hang on? Do you want to hang on right through it? Because we'll go to the break right now.
Yeah, I'll hang on for a few minutes. Sure, go ahead.
Thanks, Tom. Bear Facts and Fishtails, Mark and Larry here at the top of the hour. We were inviting your phone calls at 763-450-0100. That'll get you right in. We're going to take a short pause, and we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Bear Facts and Fishtails with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bob Outdoors. If you missed any of the show, click on mybobcountry.com under the Weekend tab to listen to all the archived shows. Movie madness is taking over Bob Country. You spent all winter watching them, now rank them. We're starting off with 32 movies facing off head-to-head in their genres and narrowing down the victors round by round until there's only one movie left, and that is the greatest. What is the greatest movie of all time? You decide. Vote today at mybobcountry.com.
To all military veterans, please stop by the Spectacle Shop when you need prescription glasses and receive half off your eyewear. Not just your eyewear, we'll also take half off prescription glasses purchased by immediate family members. The Spectacle Shop is in Uptown Minneapolis, Grand and Lexington in St. Paul, and on Silver Lake Road in New Brighton. The Spectacle Shop is owned by a veteran who would like to say thank you to all military veterans.
Here's Bowling for Frankie's in Chisago.
Number one Ranger dealer in the world. How you wouldn't know it. I've known him forever. And he sells Ranger boats. Now, Ranger makes boats out of fiberglass and aluminum, walleye boats, bass boats, even pontoon boats. Maybe you just need an outboard motor. Doesn't matter. You will get to meet Frankie, and he's number one because he almost gives stuff away. Well, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's important. Now, can they take care of you? They have an install service center. They've been installing and rigging these bass boats, which they don't give away, the walleye boats, for many, many years since they're knee-high to a grasshopper. They know about repairing outboard motors. I can vouch for that personally. They have a showroom up there with everything on display. Now, if you are in the market, of course, remember the sports show is canceled, and, you know, if you are in the market and you haven't thought about it, drive on up to beautiful Chisago City, Frankie's Live Bait Marine, or give them a call at 651-257-6334, or go online, frankies.net, but get her done.
It's Neil here for my friends at Zero Res. And you're not the only one who's tired of winter this year. Just ask your carpets. Now's the time to get Zero Res over and get the Zero Res Gotta Love It guarantee. This month, get 3 rooms of carpets Zero Resified starting at just $129 plus a free hallway. That's a savings of $55. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and be sure and ask for the Bob FM special, $129 plus a free hallway, all this month.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code BOB. Or call 800-606-7812 to take advantage of this amazing offer.